Heavenly Father, we come to you boldly in the name of Jesus because you tell us we can come boldly to the throne of grace. We can expect mercy and find grace. We expect pardon and we can find favor. So we ask you for your favor today. As you offer it to us, we gladly accept it. And we pray, Lord, as we sing praises unto you, you will be glorified in your house. And you will be blessed by the praises of your people. Your word tells us that you will then inhabit the praises. So inhabit this place, we pray. Cleanse us all from all unrighteousness, Lord. Let no unclean thing remain or in this place at all. And be glorified in your house. Hear our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, so this is Savi, my husband, and my name is Maggie. Like Randy said, I'm from Wisconsin, and Savi was born and raised in Hungary. It's made up of 10 million people, two hills, and a lake that they call the Hungarian Sea. So, a little about Hungary is statistically every second person would say that they're Christian, specifically Roman Catholic. But in reality, this isn't really true. Between 2001 and 2011, there was a decline of 2 million people that considered themselves under the umbrella of Christianity. So the number of people that would say they're Christians is really declining rapidly. Growing up and living there gives a much different picture of what Christianity really is like. So Savi's parents, for example, they consider themselves Christian, but Savi's dad considers himself Catholic, and his mom considers herself Lutheran. However, they don't really practice it at all, and in the recent years, their church attendance has shrunk to just going at Christmas and Easter, really to just hear the organ music in the choir. So in the recent years, the process of leaving the religion has it's accelerated a lot. We don't have an exact number of Christians who know Jesus Christ and have saving faith in him, but it's said to be in the hundreds of thousands, but it's actually way closer to zero than it is to hundreds of thousands.
To interrupt,
yes.
Mom has told us several times that there are like two churches this size in a town like yours.
Yes, and how many people are in your town?
And the town is about 128,000
people. Yeah. It's about the size of Nineveh, I would say.
Nineveh?
Yeah. So it's quite interesting.
It's a large city, and just a lot of older churches that are very cultural, but not exactly living faith. So it's very much a cultural norm to be a Christian, but it's really spiritually dead there. So Hungarians are tired of this distant religion of Catholicism, and they see right through its lifelessness. A lot of people are feeling very hopeless and just empty because they know that something is missing. God is really only seen at Christmas and Easter when people go to these beautifully designed churches that are hundreds of years old. But most of them have never been aware of God's desire for a relationship with them. They might not even know that a relationship is possible with God. And the youth that we encounter in our ministries are usually very shocked at the idea that they could have a personal relationship with Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's not over-exaggerating to say that Hungary is in spiritual darkness. And it is into a similar place that Christ was born into. In some of the opening passages of the Gospel of John, we read that the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and in his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is John 1, 9 through 14. Once again, the true light, which gives light to everyone, came to the world by Jesus coming into the world. Jesus shattered the heartless religiosity of the Pharisees and uplifted those who were willing to follow him and actually love him. He shatters some rigid religiosity of Hungary, which has binded people to see the light of knowing God as he is. as we saw him taking human form in the world. So Sabi and I, we want to incarnate in Hungary, and that perhaps is why Hungarians and the youth are shocked when they someone tells them that they can have a relationship with Jesus. He doesn't just fit the mold of a cold, distant God that they're used to. That's who they think God is to them. In the same way as representatives of Jesus, Tabi and I get similar reactions when we share the gospel, the love letter of humanity, from our Creator. People are so surprised when we say that God wants a relationship with them and that he loves them. They usually have so many questions to better understand this concept that is truly foreign to them. Now to turn to how we are looking to serve God in Hungary. I'm sure you've heard Rod Trankman talk about Josiah Venture, yeah, which is the organization that we will be joining, which is... Sabi's been working with it part-time for a while now, and this coming spring we'll be joining full-time Josiah Venture, which is, we're really, really excited about that. We're moving to Hungary in about 2 weeks and are going to take a few months to settle into the culture because it's new to me, and then we'll be just joining Josiah Venture soon after that.
So you met Sabi by going there with your family?
Yes, so I went as part of, I was connected with Josiah Venture because my youth pastor knew Rob, and we went there. I met Sabi in 2019, and we did a lot of long distance, and I did an internship with Josiah Venture last summer for 3 months. So I got to really get to know Hungary and the youth there, which was a really good taste of what it would be like in 2 weeks. So that's how I met Sabi. And Josiah Venture has a vision for the youth of Central and Eastern Europe, and that is for a movement of God among the youth of Central and Eastern Europe that finds its home in the local church and transforms society. With that being said, Josiah Venture's goal is to encourage indigenous empowerment, and that means we do a lot of equipping young leaders in the churches to lead their youth well. The reason we do this is because if we go as a mission organization into a city, and we host a summer camp where young people give their lives to God, and then at the end of the week we say bye and we leave. What are these kids supposed to do? It's like telling a baby to feed themselves. So instead, we join the local churches by equipping them to disciple these new Christians and in their youth group, and we want to make disciples who make disciples. Yes. Yes. So. This is what Rob did with Sabi, and now Sabi is able to take over this youth group and disciple his students in that youth group so that they can make disciples as well. Our goal.
Maybe this also. I am like the fruit of like Rob's work in Hungary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. So this is.
We started supporting them when they first went there.
Yeah.
When Caleb was three.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, or so.
Yes.
And 11, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So this is the line of, like, the lineage of faith, kind of.
Mm-hmm. So Rob... Yeah.
Timothy to Paul.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So Rob discipled Sabi, mm-hmm, and Paul. Paul invited Sabi to youth group, and Sabi accepted, mm-hmm, Christ, and now Sabi is able to disciple others, mm-hmm, and, yeah.
Rob has told us that you have also led some people to Christ.
Yes. Yeah.
New process.
And yep.
Paul is... Your partners or your boss?
I would say partners.
Partner.
Yeah, he's the best friends.
So he is on his own. He has a team.
Yeah.
Yes. Thanks. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you host summer camp.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you bring young people in.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the culmination of the whole year's ministry. So, mm-hmm, like we do youth group like every Friday throughout the school year. Excuse me. And summer camp is kind of really the culmination of the whole year's ministry. Like, it's an intense experience for all the kids, and we try to help them really process through like the gospel and give them a challenge to accept Christ. And so actually 2 weeks ago, Paul he went back to Hungary after the wedding, because he was my best man, And so 2 weeks ago, or three actually, he went back and led camp. And actually, I think a few people actually gave their lives to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's always an amazing thing. Like, new people come in.
Yeah.
Just like God works in amazing ways.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the peak of like the year-round ministry.
Mm-hmm. It's the summer camp.
So you do this every Friday. You bring the youth in,
mm-hmm.
and what do you do? How do you advertise? Do you just put posters up, or what do you do?
It's amazing because it's kind of like the so Paul and I we went to the same high school together. And so we have influence there, and you know, like, people started inviting their friends, and their younger friends, and you know, like, people go to university, so they kind of graduate from youth group, but then the people, the younger people they invited, they stay,
mm-hmm.
and so it's kind of like very relational in that way. They keep inviting people, and it just keeps going on.
And
so it's like a self replenishing process kind
and
of.
And a lot of the students. Oh, sorry.
A lot of God's family.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of the students aren't Christians that go to Sabi's youth group, but they still invite their friends. And so they go and invite their friends, and even more non-Christians are coming and hearing the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great, yeah.
So they, so they hear the gospel. Yeah.
It's the love and the peace of God when they meet together with your people that they I think I want to find out more about this.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, so our goal is to help these churches, the churches that have these youth groups. As we're part of Josiah Venture, we are trying to help these churches become capable of leading somebody that isn't a Christian, like these people in their youth group, leading them to spiritual maturity, so they can continue on and do the same thing, which would be to disciple the next new Christian, and for that disciple to make another disciple. We're really wanting to just see a chain reaction of people sharing their faith and coming to Christ, and then going on to do the same thing with their friends, and then that's how we want to see a movement of God among Hungary and essentially all of Central and Eastern Europe. So, Rob did this with Sabi, and Sabi's been able to share his faith with others and with his youth group, and this is our ministry, and we're really wanting to see just a movement from this, and we would love if you would be praying for our students in our youth group, that they would go on to make disciples, and that those people would go on to make more disciples. We are excited to see God. We're excited to see this movement of God in Hungary, and we know that He can do this anywhere as well. So, even in our local communities in the U.S., and we know that God is working to bring light to every area, and we hope that this is some encouragement to you here, that that God is working the same way here as He is in Hungary to make disciples. And that there would be a movement even here in the U.S. because there's spiritual darkness everywhere.
Yeah, true. I almost envy you get to work with a blank slate as opposed to in this country where you have to almost tear down.
Yes, exactly.
People, you know, their comfort level in their church, and then build them back up into maturity.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of people in this nation that sit in churches and figure that they're pretty much okay.
Yeah.
As opposed to, just being able to work with blank slate. Sabi, what when you came to Christ, Rob, when you met Rob and you came to Christ, what were you searching for? And what was it about Christ that fulfilled in your life?
Yeah. So I think I have to start from a little ways back. So as Maggie mentioned, my family, they're like tradition, like culturally Hungarian, as a lot of Hungarians. Like I looked at some some research in the morning, and among the 50% of Catholics, like people in Hungary who would consider them Catholics, the percentage of like who would say that they are Catholic because it's like a national identity is 76%. So even like those Catholics, like they see it's like, oh, it's like a or like, I'm a Hungarian, so I must be a Catholic. Mm-hmm. I'm a Hungarian, therefore I'm a Catholic.
Or like, yeah. Missionaries in Thailand. It's
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I, therefore, I'm Buddhist.
Yeah.
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 So I think that in this way, like, I think I always considered myself a Christian, and even so, like, I didn't know much about God. I didn't really seek Him at all. And in fact, I was in very much of like a spiritual dark place. I came to a point around like 7th or 8th grade where I would like curse God and say I hate Him and that I don't believe in Him, that He doesn't exist. And one time I remember I used the Bible to like swat a fly off the wall. Yeah. So it was like not a very nice place to be. Like, you can see like the spiritual darkness, and a lot of people are in that same place. And so I went to Lutheran high school, but it's the same. It's like more just namely, like nominally Lutheran. So I didn't really see the real Christ reflected in the teachings and in the people, the way they lived it out. Mm-hmm. And so when Paul invited me to youth group, and I saw Rob teaching about Christ, about Christianity, I was like, wow, this is not the stuff I've been hearing about at school. This is like, this is alive. This changes life. This is just warm and not distant, and not following rules, but having a relationship and just really getting to enjoy the love of God. And that's what really, I think, made me think. And yeah, that's what brought me to Christ, that love. Mm-hmm. Love that Rob conveyed to me, God's love that He conveyed to me. Mm-hmm. So now, like, really, like our heart is to see that change in others, mm-hmm. and we are seeing that.
Yeah.
So, for example, there's a girl, I think she's going to 10th or 11th grade this year. And her name is Alba. Yeah. And her background is very dark. Like, she comes from like a occult background. She deals a lot with like dark spirits and like witchcraft and that sort of stuff. Her parents are in that place. And this girl that we have in leadership at youth group, it's her friend, and she invited her in the first place to her youth group, and throughout her year, she was like totally transformed, and she has a burning heart, a burning passion to serve God now, and she left all those things behind, and yeah, what's that again? Yeah.
Isn't that ironic?
It is. Yeah, really. So really, God fulfilled her name in her life.
Yeah.
She's made pure and she's rid of these dark influences and dark.
Mm-hmm. Those are some of the most encouraging things.
Yeah.
That you can ever have when you get to live it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you say, oh, He does transform.
Yes.
And He does.
You know,
yeah.
He saved her. He saved Him. Wow. And so it's so neat that you guys are doing it. It's bold.
Mm-hmm.
You're both pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to know that this church is praying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And all of us individually are praying.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
You're so thankful and
yes.
and really like throughout the last year, like being connected with you and just hearing the prayers and support. It's been really uplifting to us.
Mm-hmm.
And really just encourages us to keep pressing on to want to see the same transformation that happened in my life with others,
mm-hmm.
on a mass scale. You know, like Rob discipled Paul and I, and now we're discipling more people. It's just like, it's kind of like it's exploding. Yeah, it's just, it really is. Yeah, and so we want to see that in the whole city of this city is growing. It's about like 130, 144,000 people. So it's about the same size as Nineveh. And when I was reading the book of Jonah, I was like, wow, this city is in that spiritual darkness, and people are really just ready to be called to God and ready to give their lives and embrace the meaning that God God gives their lives.
Mm-hmm. One thing you guys can do, I don't want to give you work to do, but Rob has sent out newsletters.
Yeah.
Between the two of you, you can keep us posted.
You were going
to... If you just send it to me, I can send it to everybody.
Yeah.
So you don't have to try and get it to everybody. At some point, you can get other people's emails. I can get them to you because I have a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the ways that I use to tell everybody here what's going on. I send them emails, and then that gives us a chance to pray powerfully individually as well as corporately.
Yeah. Yes, we were going to say that we would love to be sharing newsletters with you, and if any of you want to receive those newsletters, to come talk to us, and we can exchange emails, and or we would just send them to you.
Yeah, it's probably like a once every month kind of deal.
Yeah.
Like we collect enough things to share and keep you in the loop.
So
I just started reaching out to Saudi a year or two ago because I want to personally let you know we're going to continue to support you, even though Rob left.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just sort of emailed back and forth some, just because I wanted to get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted you to know who we are, aside from what Rob has said, that we're, we really want to be connected.
Mm-hmm.
This is our opportunity to be part of the acts.
Mm-hmm.
Without going, as I've already said, but to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And don't overlook what Maggie said, that we want to use indigenous people.
Mm-hmm.
The way you reach Hungarians is with Hungarians.
Yes.
And so, I don't want to brag on us, but we decided when Rob left that would be the worst message we could send in terms of Christ, that when the American goes, the money goes.
Yes.
So we talked about it in the church and said, no, the money stays.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes with you now because he raised you up. And that's the way you reach people. Through the indigenous people.
Yes.
We have our friends in Thailand, and they're trying to get there, but they said the main thing they have to do is they have to get to the youth. And because once they become a little bit more adultish, approaching puberty in that area, they become Buddhists, because that's what they're told.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can reach them when they're young, if you don't, it's really hard to reach them. But one of the things that does work there is they do have miracle healings and answer prayers like we read of. But it's much less common here. But it's more common in those areas. I don't know if you see that kind of stuff in Hungary or not.
It's not as common. It's more like people's hearts are hard to like spiritual things, especially in my my region. Like, I don't know if you found a map of Hungary, but so I'm basically between Budapest, the capital of Hungary, and Vienna, the capital of Austria.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like a very, like, the area in general is like a more wealthy area of Hungary. So like a lot of it's really worldly, I would say. People have money to do everything and more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
a major industry.
Yeah, major industry.
Audi. Yeah.
Yeah.
Audi engines.
Yeah.
Some Audi cars.
Yeah. So a lot of that happens in my county. And therefore, like, people are really, they think they have everything.
Mm-hmm.
They think, like, nothing is missing because I can buy anything, I can go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, like, there's,
there's that
kind of closed off nature to religion and faith and that kind of stuff. But especially now, it's such a mixed bag. Because people can be, they can say that they're Catholics, but they're interested in, you know, like Buddhism and like different like occultism and that kind of stuff. So we have to be ready for everything. Except like really like Islam is not really a thing there. Like we're kind of isolated from that. Everything else is there. So
yeah, it's very interesting to go to camps and just see all the people. What they bring with them, and but like Sami said, they're very shocked at the love, and that's the thing that draws them in. And we'll be doing these camps, and they ask, "Oh, why is everything free? Or why are you doing all of this?"
Yeah. Well, one thing for me that was surprising when I first went to camp, like, I don't know how long ago you heard of me, but like when I first went to camp in 2017, I was not a believer then, and there was a short-term team. Maggie's brother actually was on the team. And they came over just for the camp. And that surprised me. Like, why would these people from America come to Hungary just to do this 1 week of camp?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like later I realized like that is really the love that only can come from God, and that's what they were motivated by, and that's why they came, and that's like a big part.
Yeah, it's what really breaks down barriers and draws people in.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's
what's missing.
Mm. And that's
what you
showed
us. Yep.
Mm.
Yeah. Keep showing it to them.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also, we live across the street from a Catholic church, and we would sit, every weekend you see a certain number of cars, a certain number of cars, a certain number of cars. Easter comes around, Christmas comes around, and the whole thing's just full.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I used to have a little disdain in my heart for that, for those who just went on those two holidays and had nothing else, you know, to do with the Lord the rest of the year.
Mm.
And the Holy Spirit really had to convict my heart and soften my heart on that.
Mm.
And this is an encouragement to you.
Mm.
You know, the Lord told me every single year, a few of those people who just go on Christmas and on Easter, a few of them find me, see me, know me, love me. And I bring a few of them, you know, into the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really had to soften my heart on that. And so when, you know, when you have that, you have at least that situation to start with there, you know. So be encouraged.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was reading the Gospel of Mark the other day, and I noticed this for the first time, reading the Gospels, and it's when Jesus goes to the temple at one time, and he sees the Pharisees, and I would say, like, it's not the same situation, you know, with the Catholics and with, like, just culturally religious people, but I think that the message is the same. Like, he went there, and his heart, he became sad over how lost they were, and that's what we feel like.
Mm-hmm.
We go to church, like, you know, our church experiences that, like, a fluctuation, like, at Christmas time. I remember before the lockdowns, our church was like a solid 40 people on a regular basis, and then at Christmas it's like a 60, like 70, and it's like, wow, I see so many people here, like, I don't see it like normally. So
yeah,
it's like our heart really just becomes sad, like seeing all those people, like doing things in vain and trying to please the God of their imagination of culture. So so thank you for really, like, receiving us and
thank you. And
supporting us in our mission.
Mm-hmm.
It means a lot, and I know that it really is a process that started with Rob and then us, and it just keeps expanding.
Mm-hmm.
And we really trust God that He will transform the society of Hungary in our lifetime, because of His kingdom, of His movement, and that's just what we pray for. That's what we work towards.
Yeah.
So is there something we can do for you?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say that we are moving back in 2 weeks, and when we go back, we're going to be pouring into our youth group, and like we said, many of them are not Christians. We just love if you would be praying for them, that they would have their hearts softened and that they would come to Christ, that they would keep inviting their friends, and that they would become leaders in our youth group and disciple their friends, what else?
I think, like in general, I think God is working in just amazing ways. So, like, a lot of the times, like, we have to go up to Budapest. That's where the Just Adventure Hungary headquarters are in Hungary. So during the year, I used to take the train up there. And on the train rides, I often, you know, it's cabins. So it's like six people sit in a cabin for like an hour and a half. And we get a lot of, like, good opportunities to share the gospel and talk. And I we would love if you could pray for opportunities like that. Even these, you know, like touch and go opportunities, that we, like, plant a seed. Or we might be the harvesters, you know, who knows where God has us, and a random train ride, or, you know.
Some seed, some water.
Yeah, exactly. So,
the old parable.
Yeah.
One thing that Rob had
with us on occasion when something would come up at an expense, mm-hmm. and you were really needing some help at mm-hmm. expense, you should feel free to at least contact us.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
thank you.
Because when we get those, we pray, mm-hmm. and we ask the Lord, and the Lord lets us know if it's our turn mm-hmm. to do something or not.
Mm-hmm.
But again, as the Lord has said several times, that's one thing we can do
yes.
from this far away.
So yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Once we join Joseph Adventure, we will have a like usually they figure out a budget for us, like for like even like month to month or just like a starting, and that's gonna be down the road, but we'll let you know if that happens and if you need any help with that.
We've been sending money in your name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very grateful.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
Part of what I like to do mm-hmm. in this church is see their faces once mm-hmm.
yes mm-hmm. yeah
rare opportunity so
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
so glad that the Lord mm-hmm. worked it all out
yeah
you.
We are too
because now we have a face we have mm-hmm. hearts
yeah.
and that encourages us
yes mm-hmm. yeah yeah so we would just
we're going to have
yeah.
lots of time for more questions
yep.
mm-hmm.
because we're going to eat together it's only a little after 12 so I would say if anybody has a burning question we have just a few more minutes and then we will move to the dinner time after we worship
mm-hmm.
so does anybody else have anything else you want to add, ask?
Are we going to be able to bring you together around them and pray?
We are going to do that. Thank you. That's exactly right. So I'll just add a couple things that I've talked to you guys about before, but just so you guys know too. Rob has talked to us and said one of the biggest problems in a country like Hungary is because they're almost all white, they're fairly affluent, and so it's really hard to get missionary support because they don't get it. You know, why aren't you going to Africa or going to South America or going to Thailand? And so they seem to have a hard time getting Americans to think that they need help. And they do. And Rob's made it very clear, and you guys have confirmed it, that it's really a very dark place.
Yes.
He introduced to me a term I never heard before, and that was Catholic atheists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
it's very,
really
very fitting. Fitting.
I want to be clear, they're not bashing Catholicism. Mm-hmm. What they're bashing is what it's turned into mm-hmm. by man in that community
yes.
and in a lot of places
exactly.
in that part of Europe.
Exactly.
It's become a place where when you go by the building, you cross, you know, mm-hmm. because that's what you do. But that's where it stops.
Mm-hmm.
There's no walking in the faith, there's no relationship.
No.
Our life.
And so it's kind of like that part of Catholicism that has gotten perverted.
Mm-hmm.
To where now it's about the church, or it's only about, you know, occasional attendance, the C&Es, we call it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so that's why it's so important that mm-hmm. we are a part of this, because these people need to really get to know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to Maggie some. She comes from a small town in northern Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Her current church that they've been involved with for, I don't know, 8 or 10 years, started as just a couple of people, couples. Starting in a home,
mm-hmm.
and it just kept building. And now you have a building, and you
yes.
have over 100 people. It's a non-denominational church, kind of like
mm-hmm.
ours, but now a little bit bigger. But Hayward is a really tiny town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about 2,300
yeah.
people.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So that's her background. She has six siblings, a family.
Yes.
And so Sabi had 4 people at the wedding, and mm-hmm. we had like 100.
Yeah. Lots of people. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just want to give you guys some background. Let's bring you guys down so you can
pray.
Yeah. So come around.